Following the deaths of four Canadian police officers killed in the line of duty in recent days, Waterloo Regional Police Service, WRPS, Acting Police Chief, John Goodman, says that, "We are in unprecedented times. Never have we had more officers slain in the line of duty in such a short period of time," Goodman said at a police board meeting Wednesday. "The slaying of these four officers, this should never happen." On September 12, Const. Andrew Hong, a 22-year policing veteran, died in what police described an unprovoked and deadly ambush during his lunch break at a Mississauga Tim Hortons. He was 48. On October 11, Const. Morgan Russell and Const. Devin Northrup from the South Simcoe Police Service were killed while responding to a domestic incident. Northrup, 33, was a six-year member of the South Simcoe Police Service and was assigned to the Community Mobilization and Engagement Unit. Russell, 54, was a 33-year veteran of the service and was assigned to Uniform Patrol. RCMP officer, Const. Shaylin Young, was killed while on duty in Burnaby, BC, on Tuesday. Young, a member of the detachment's mental health and homeless outreach team, responded to a call at a local park. She engaged with someone camping in a tent and an altercation erupted. Young was stabbed and succumbed to her injuries after being rushed to hospital. She was 31. "Our membership at Waterloo Regional Police Service has been fantastic during these times," Goodman said. "Their resiliency, their ability to put this behind them, to come into work and to understand their purpose, they just get out there and do the job that they signed up to do." Goodman said he is grateful for all of the support WRPS has received from members of the community. "Our members need to hear your voices, they need to hear that they are loved for the work they are doing in the community. This is a very unique profession. This is not a job, but a calling," Goodman said. "The people who wear this uniform every single day are guardians of the community." Karen Redman, chair of the Police Services Board, said that these recent deaths impact entire communities as well as family, friends and fellow officers. "I can't think of any other services that operate 24/7, 365 days a year. And our members at WRPS are the ones that go towards danger, when the rest of us go the other way," Redman said. "Not only are our recruits impressive, but they really are choosing a lifestyle, not a profession. It impacts them and their families. I can't imagine the sense of loss in all of those communities where those officers were slain." Redman said that there is no doubt that policing is complex, and at times, difficult. "I see them on foot, on bicycles and in cars entering places, doing outreach with very difficult members of the community to make sure that those individuals have the help and services they need," Redman said. "We are in debt to WRPS, the officers, those in uniform, and the civilians who make sure that services are available and that we are safe and feel safe." Goodman said that these men and women put on their uniform every day, ready to protect and serve. "They run into dark places, and they run into rooms where they don't know what's on the other side of the door. They do tremendous work. I have never been prouder to be a member of the WRPS as I am now," Goodman said. "So, I ask you to reach out and thank them for the work they do, each and every day." A private funeral service for Constables Russell and Northrup will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Sadlin Arena, 555 Bayview Drive in Barrie. Members of the public can view the funeral proceedings via a livestream link that will be made available on the South Simcoe Police Service website and social media Thursday morning, or on local television stations.